and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 268, or AirPods Max Day. Anybody's credit card have a bit of a meltdown? Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan says, oh, how amazing am I? Well, we all know that, Jonathan. Literally about to go and investigate what to have for dinner. Had a gut feeling it might be open early. And here we are. And he means the chat. Indeed, Jonathan. That was because, you see, if you knew Mike's webinar schedule, you'd have a bit of a clue as to the time, wouldn't you? Because he's webinaring right now. He's finishing at 7, though. So just the slight matter of keeping Lola entertained. She's found the treat drawer. Kim wasn't wrong. It didn't take her long. I mean, there are... I'm sure we said 47, but there's more than 47. Oh, it was 47 pillows, wasn't it? That's right. Let's do a quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So there's 66 drawers in here. Yes, 66. And she knows which one's hers. Clever dog. Clever, clever dog. Hello, Kim. CQ, Deb, CQ. The bargain AirPods. Yeah, Jonathan, right. It's obscene. The price is obscene. Oh, Kim's feeling better. Excellent. How's Kiva doing? Is she looking after you? She's such a good dog. Lola kind of just looks at you dismissively as though, oh, you're sick. I'll go and find another human to deal with me. She did curl up with me on one occasion. I can't remember what was wrong with me. But she was very good. She did get in bed again this morning, but she wasn't good. She was a naughty dog. Who else have we got? Someone started the eggnog at Apple HQ early. Yeah, I think they've kind of put... how much would you pay for them? There you go. There's a question. How much would you pay? You see, I tend to think of headphones like I do keyboards and mice, that they shouldn't be anything like as expensive as they are. Headphones seem to have a life of their own, though. People do pay silly prices for headphones. I got a pair last year. They are the Tetronics ones. They are amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I can't remember how I stumbled across the review that I read. But the review that I read was from a guy who was an audiophile. So, you know, he tried every pair of headphones on the planet. And he said these were particularly good. So I thought, well, not a great fan of these noise cancelling things. They just don't seem to noise cancel. But I gave them a go and they are amazing. And they were, I think, £65, which I could pay £65 and not cry. So that's how I judge it. So let's go to my orders and see what price they are now. I've got to pay for the glossy video somehow. Did you think the guy in the glossy video sounded like Johnny I? Because I think he did. Not our Johnny, obviously. The Johnny I. And I thought by throwing him in, it's like gives it a bit of credence. How good can those over-ear iPods at that price? You know, you could put an iPhone. I was literally thinking, when I got my first iPhone, I think it was £399. Now, it could have been £299. I can't remember. I'd need to check. But let's say there were £399. My first iPhone was cheaper than these headphones. In fact, pretty much most of my kit, apart from the actual Macs, would have been cheaper than these headphones. They'd have to be gold-plated. And even then, not understanding it at all. Not for me, I'm afraid. Oh, Kiva's been a great comfort. Oh, she's such a good girl. For £500, Jonathan can hire someone to walk behind him and carry a set of speakers above his head. Probably for a year at that price. Hello, Simon. Now, Simon's big in audio. Simon will be able to give us information about these headphones. So, Jonathan's ruminated on the price. 249, I'd say the most you'd get away with would be 349. And I'd have to be seriously drunk even at that point, said the man who's just bought the kettle. Just saying. But we're not telling Mummy Isaacs about the kettle. If Mummy Isaacs asks, that kettle was £9.99 from Tesco's. how are you doing, Simon? Bit better, slow but sure. Did you see the first person in the UK to get the vaccine? 91 years of age. She's a happy bunny. I only hope she doesn't take bad with it. That would not be good, would it? If I'd have been guessing at the price, I would have said somewhere between 249 and 299. I could have seen them charging 349, you know, on the basis that they want it to be a premium thing. But 549 is just taking the proverbial. You can get five kettles for the price of the AirPods. Don't tell Mummy Isaacs that. Not if she knows the price of the AirPods. What you could do is tell her the price of the AirPods and say, but obviously that price, utterly ridiculous, I'm not having any. And then she would feel that you were financially astute. And then you don't have to mention the kettle, do you? The kettle's a kettle. It's been there ages. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Hello, Paul. Have you heard the news of the headphones? All these over 80s coming out for the vaccine, not seen a single one who looks over 80. They all look amazing. 549 for what? Oh, Simon, the new AirPods. Yes, it has left reality somewhat. Clearly, Simon has not seen the video. Let me find you the video. Right. Apple. Nope, that's Tech Radar. There we go. There's the link to the video, Simon. We're discussing the AirPods. Mike's in. The drawer's open because your daughter decided that that was her drawer and she wanted it.
Okay.
They're not AirPods, though. Well, they are, actually. I thought that was a bit odd. I've always thought of... I know they used to be earbuds. And then they became pods. But pods, to me, implies the tiny ones. So I did think the name was a bit odd. These are, you know, by comparison to the pods, these would be like the speakers of which Jonathan was talking, above your head, actually being strapped to the side of your head. But it's obscene, isn't it? There are iPads cheaper than that. I think in their mind, they're looking at them as like a new product, a new device. And that's the price they want to put on it. And I'm not saying they should put the price of the iPads up. They shouldn't. They should look at it and think, yeah, 249's fine. £2.79 maybe.
£2.49 was that?
Sadly not. No. That's out of the realm of reality the other way, Mike.
Not for me. Not for me, I'm afraid.
Do you say hello to everybody while I find...
Hello, everybody.
...the headphones I was looking for.
How are we doing? Let me get the chat up.
Headphones. There we go. Noise cancelling Bluetooth headphones, Teotronics. And that says the 2019 new version. There's probably a new version by now. Delivery available tomorrow, currently unavailable. That's interesting, isn't it? More ways to buy via Prime. Good grief! These headphones are amazing. And they are currently... I paid £20 more than that. Good grief! Right, these are the ones that I bought and they are absolutely stunning. And right now, they are only £39.99. You could not get robbed for £39.99, trust me. They are amazing. They are the best headphones I have ever had. Simon thought we meant the little in-ear things. No, they're huge. These are huge. But they look a bit square. to me. They headphones kind of look round, and these look square. They look odd. What do we think of the colours? Obviously, there's a pink one.
That was built for you, especially.
Yeah, there's always a pink one, isn't there? Always a pink one. But there's a powder blue one as well. Are they aiming them at
sky
people...
blue?
Powder blue, whatever.
It says sky blue.
Actually,
it's for city fans.
I really like pale blue, but not that kind of pale blue. Oh, but the other thing was, what do you think of the mesh at the top? What did they call it? The knitted mesh.
I saw that.
There are no words for how ludicrous these videos are. Right, see, here. Now, you see, somebody who knows these things, Simon, they're just channel headphones. They're leaving reality and using perfume marketing. Exactly. You like the laptops and the iMacs, but the Mac Pro looks like Homer Simpson designed it. The Mac Pro's hideous. I have always wanted a Mac Pro. The cheese grater one I loved. Obviously, when we first got a Mac, we didn't know what on earth we were buying, so we got the iMac. But as time moved on, I thought a Mac Pro would be amazing. And then it got to the stage of like, oh, well, they're going to do a new one. And didn't it take about 8 years?
Mm.
And you were like, I daren't buy it now. I daren't buy it now, or they'll change it tomorrow. And then when they did, and that was when the bin one came out, wasn't it? And my mum was downstairs and she was like, is this the one? Is this one? Is this going to be the Mac Pro? And I was like, yes, mum, it is. You've got to have one. You've got to have one. So I gets downstairs after the event and I showed her a picture and she said, but that's an ashtray at an airport. I said, no, mother, it's the new computer. Bin 1.0, the Apple bin. That's why we never bought one. I thought that the bits inside it would be need to be custom built to fit the thing. It never made sense. It was round. And then they brought out the new one with or without the wheels. And it's hideous. It is totally hideous. So no, that would do me no good either. Right. Jonathan. What they really needed was Margaret Keenan, the first lady to get the vaccine, to be wearing when she was injected. Now, if Apple could have done that, if they could have given her a pair, that would have been the most amazing advert, wouldn't it? No, I must admit that this is just... It makes a mockery of Apple, as far as I'm concerned. It means... Whereas before you had AppleKit and people were like, oh, you know, I've only got a PC. It's what a lot of people say, isn't it? When they see your kit, it's, oh, I've only got a PC. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a PC. The more I look at this Mac
there's
on my
some
desk...
some space is better.
I saw your Surface and thought, yeah, I could be doing with that. The only thing that got me was it was a bit small. I'm used to a much bigger screen.
Yeah.
I know the Surface can power, was it 3 or 4 monitors?
Something like that.
Which was pretty amazing, and that was Surface 1. That was Surface 1 back in 2011, 2012. So it's got possibilities, has that, but not particularly using the device as intended. I just think the interface is a little bit small. But the Mac on my desk is still my original iMac, not my new iMac. Gender reveal of which, not done yet. But the one on my desk is just balked to such a degree. If somebody says only a PC, I'm going to be like, I'll swap you. Because it's that bad, isn't it?
Mm.
There's been another little snafu today. There I am, dutifully putting all the notes in, because I know Kim wants to know about building a Mac. So as I'm doing it, I'm putting all my notes in. And I said to Mike, where are you putting yours? Because I've got lots of places, you know, Evernote, Rome, Notion. But it needs to be like text-based, really, to be simplistic. And I need to put the notes in on my old Mac where I'm working and on my new Mac where I'm building it up. So drafts seem the obvious answer. And as I installed it on the new machine, it started downloading the notes. And it reached a certain point and the number was less than the number on my main Mac. So I thought, obviously needs to give it another round of installations. And I waited and I waited and I waited. It did not. equal the other one. So I did the logical thing. I typed into the Mac I'm sat at, created on Serenity. And then I typed in on the other one, created on the new Mac. And I waited to see if they synchronized. No, was the short answer to that. So I thought, got sync issues here. So obviously at that point, you need Kim at that point. You need the umpire. So I picked up an iPad and typed, you know, created on the iPad and waited to see what synchronized where. And the new Mac and the iPad are talking quite happily to each other. Everything's syncing in both directions. And the one on my desk, nothing. Dead as a dodo. Not syncing. Which would be fine. You'd think, well, just don't use it on the old Mac. Just turn it off. But I've got, as I worked back to think, when did this stop syncing? Because if you're only working on one device, which I have been, working on my desktop Mac, I've been throwing things into drafts. I throw like links in there, or sometimes the links from the shows, they just go in there and then I'll deal with them. And I backtracked and backtracked and I got to the 23rd of November. Not been synchronising since the 23rd of November. Everything that I have added since then, I have had to manually copy and paste into a working version of Drafts. This machine is so, so close to having a hammer taken to it. Luckily, there is a new one on the other desk, thankfully. So that's what there's where I've been up to. I can do without it. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Logging in to see Elaine's headphones need a new pet. These are amazing. Honestly, they are fabulous. Absolutely love them. Absolutely love them. There are no words that are good enough for these headphones, because I'd had noise cancelling before and they didn't noise cancel. And some of them are a bit tinny and all the rest of it, but these are amazing. I love the fact that they're Bluetooth, and they're also, they've got a headphone jack and they come with a cable, I think. I think the price difference between these and mine is I'm not sure that they ship with a case anymore. It doesn't actually say it does, and they sell a case separately. At the bottom, it says there's a newer version, but do be careful going for a newer version, because some of them are not as good, which was what this review said. So I can vouch for the ones I've got. I cannot vouch for the newer ones. But the ones I've got were just absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. The ones I'd had before that were noise cancelling, I never felt they did much. But at night when I put these on and I've got the noise cancelling on, it's totally quiet. When I take them off, you're like, whoa, the noise the iMac's making, or the noise that, yes, Simon, where's your murder board? The house opposite, the ones where the guy can't stop cleaning his car. He stopped cleaning his car because they're having new windows put in.
When I'm cleaning windows.
The comical thing was, Mike said, I know you were joking, Mike said, what idiot has windows put in December? I said, we did. We had an extension built in December.
We did, yeah, true.
But yes, they're having windows put in. Those black ones. Has anybody got those black ones? I said to Mike, they look fine in an area where everybody's got black windows. But everybody around here has got white windows. Good night, Jonathan. Do let us know when your AirPods are arriving. Or the kettle, either way. But they do look a little bit out of place at the moment because everybody else has got white. And they've also got, gone for the leaded ones, haven't they, at the top, with like a cross pattern on them. But the black windows are where it's at, apparently. I am not, never having the windows done again. Not after the last time. It was the year I left hospital, if you remember. Mm. And my window in the office went in the January. So there I am feeling very, very dodgy. And Mum, you know what Mum was like, having people in the house. So what she wanted was, like, rather than like a big firm where everybody's dashing around and she gets all panicked, she wanted this one guy to do it. And that's what he did. He would come around. And I thought, how's he going to do windows by himself? Have you seen the size of these windows? Anyway, I soon learnt how he was going to do that by himself. Came upstairs and took the one out upstairs and put an acro prop in. which is like one piece of scaffolding with a metal plate at the bottom and a metal plate at the top. And it's meant to like hold the ceiling up while he gets the window in. The only thing was the acro prop fell over. So I had to grab that before it completely went. And there I am holding the acro prop while he puts the window in. Yeah, so no, I'm not never. I don't care what colour the windows are. Paint them. In fact, didn't one paint them? You can actually get window paint and paint them, but they're actually having new windows put in. So they're probably pretty cold at the moment, and I'm pretty aggrieved that they're hammering. But yeah, that's been fun at the moment. No,
could
Jonathan.
Could be worse, could be him next door.
Oh, it could. He got the hammer out again at the weekend. Man's an idiot. No, Simon, he hasn't bought any. Jonathan was just as appalled at the price as the rest of us. I think he might have done if they'd have been around the 249 mark. Might even have stretched to 349, but definitely not stretching to 549. I said it was almost twice the price of my first iPhone. And it's more expensive than an iPad. But my $39.99 headphones, trust me, Mrs. Simon, you won't regret it. And at $39.99, it doesn't really matter, does it? Simon will have them off you. They're that good. But they are more like DJ headphones. They have got the socket in, so you can put the extra cables in. Mine came with a case, but I don't think that one does. But the price that is at £40, the case, I think, is £7 odd. Yeah, £7. It's at the bottom. Frequently bought together underneath, and there's a case. But to be honest, they're probably on your head more than they're anywhere else. And I don't know about anybody else. I don't put mine away in a case. I have a headphone hook. Well, actually, it's a kitchen hook, but it's on my drawer in my office. And the headphones fit absolutely perfectly on it. So they're never in a case. So if I had to think about buying a case, I probably wouldn't buy it. I'm so tempted to get a spare pair, you know, just in case these ever break. Because looking at the Apple prices, you do not want to be paying those. You certainly don't. But that's what
I'm
saying.
Have you seen all the comments on Facebook?
On mine?
Yeah.
Last one I saw, I think, was the one after Wynn. Stewart's.
There's one more after Stewart's.
Go on. Who's that?
Graham Tully. They can rook fight off.
It is obscene. But you see, he's one, isn't he? He is one who bought AppleKit after watching us for years and years with AppleKit.
Yeah.
And he was really keen on it. But you reach a point that the prices are just so ridiculous. You feel ashamed that you've bought AppleKit. So I think they might find they're shooting themselves in the foot a bit. But, you know, like all the fanboys will come out. I think Alistair mentioned waiting for a review from somebody. And I thought, well, you know, there's no review out there yet from this guy, but let me tell you what it'll say. They're amazing. You need to buy them. Because what else is he going to say? It's like all these ones on YouTube. If somebody actually comes out and says, look, the Emperor's got no clothes, Timmy will probably have them taken out. So no one's going to say that. And price, it'll just be, well, it's Apple. So we have to just understand, don't we? Yeah, no, we don't. It's obscene. It's obscene. Anthony bought some white Bose headphones about 3 years ago. Wouldn't buy white headphones again. They're not white anymore. That is another point, isn't it? I had a pair of white, just a cheapish, about 20 quid Bluetooth pair. And I remember looking, thinking, you know, there's the black and it's black and shining, but the white looks nice. And what I also wanted was like a different colour for like the primary pair. But I did think, you know, how long are they going to look decent? And the answer's probably not long, particularly not given that the headband is a kind of fabric. It's like a knitted fabric. It actually looks like a clanger, doesn't it? Because a clanger, it was actually knitted. It was a knitted toy, wasn't it?
Mm.
So this thing looks knitted. It's the same with the A-Ladies and the HomePod thing, their fabric, they'll get filthy and you can't clean it. I would much rather have a finished one in like a white painted finish that I can clean. I don't know whether that's just adding to the obsolescence or what. But I didn't particularly want that one. My headphones are $80 over there. That makes a change, doesn't it, Kim? It's usually the other way around. Because that $39.99 includes our VAT, value-added tax. So technically speaking, they should be 20% cheaper where you are. Not more. Ooh, I think they're possibly selling them at that price at the moment because there is a newer model. But I personally wouldn't risk a newer model because I know these are perfect. And I know that when I found these, the guy said, there's this pair and there's this other pair. And the other pair, I think, was supposed to be a better model. He said, but don't touch them. They're nowhere near as good as this one. So I went for exactly the model that he said. And they're very comfortable. In fact, then the piece where they turn actually looks like the Apple one. Let's have a look at them. I've had them a year. They look like new. They seriously look like new. Oh, pro tip, though. I did buy them a toy. I bought them a little treat. And the little treat that I bought them was a red cable. Do you remember when we had the black one? I kept falling over it. I couldn't see it. So I went and I got a red cable, but it's fabric. And I really wanted a kind of plasticized one so I could clean it. But I ended up with a red one. Really, so I could see it. Because we usually sit in the dark. Because we're weird like that. But I, even though they're Bluetooth, I actually have
mine
plugged in.
We're vampires, really, aren't we?
Yeah, we are vampires. Which was what I told that woman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But no, I said a cannibal, didn't I? This is the woman in the supermarket who said, you like your raw liver, don't you? And I said, yeah, we're cannibals. She didn't know what to say.
I got that on Saturday night. Didn't think there was a water shortage around here.
Yeah, but there has been for most of the year, mate, and you're not paid to have an opinion. This is because it wasn't Wendy. Wendy totally understands.
She does.
She does.
She only comes to see the dog.
Well, whatever she comes for.
No, actually, Wendy made a comment.
Just tell her it was for Lola.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Wendy
questions
anything...
You bought out the whole meat counter there.
Yep, it's for Lola.
Why do people need to have an opinion on your shopping?
You could have just stopped that sentence. Why do people need to have an opinion? And I would have been sat here saying, totally agree with you, Mike.
Does anyone else get that, or is it just us?
Can't just be us, surely.
Where people choose to have an opinion on the stuff in your shopping basket.
Do you remember that poor woman? Well, the woman on the customer services was a poor woman. The one at the till wasn't. We'd gone in because Mum wasn't well, wasn't it? She had a bad foot.
Mm.
Well, you know I love shopping at the best of times. But when I saw on this thing, Dad was very finickety with what he would eat. And he particularly liked these peas from Morrison's, didn't he? That had to be Morrison's, was it Marifat?
Mm.
Special peas, anyway. So Mum was like, I don't know when I'll be able to get out again. And I've walked my foot off and I can't walk anymore. So can you go in? I thought, oh, for crying out loud. That's like asking somebody to go to the dentist for you. You know, no, it's better if you go yourself, Mum. But I had to do it. And then, as I was tutting and muttering, and as I was going around with all the stuff she wanted, and it was a bit like Nanny Isaacs, you didn't dare bring the wrong thing. You know, you could bring, like, say she wanted custard powder, but on pain of death, don't make it the wrong brand. So I'd got all of the peas in the trolley. And then the woman on the checkout started on about, you like your peas, don't you? And I thought, just do not start. I am not in the mood today. And I was so incensed about it. I gave her the right daggers. But then I went to customer services and complained. I mean, there is no need to have an opinion, is there? So Anthony's headphones had a fabric white headband. Suede effect cushion. Yeah, see, nice when they're new. The new model's much cheaper, around 44. Don't trust it, Kim. Stick with the one that I know is fabulous. Embarrassing when you buy funny combos, like the checkout person comments, curry and toilet rolls, whiskey and painkillers. Oh, they ask if I really like those when I'm checking out. That's exactly what we get, but I just feel like, can you imagine going to a doctor with piles and the doctor saying, you like your piles, don't you? I mean, mean, he's just rude. Just shut up. I'm here to pay for the... Well, I'm not anymore because you deliver. But you're still making comments at the door. Now I'm importing grief. Just deliver it. Just don't give me an opinion. It's as simple as that. You know, when we go into people's workplaces and you look at the keyboard and you think, oh my God, I'd rather lick a toilet.
Oh, well, like mine yesterday.
Oh, yes. I'd already cleaned one of Mike's keyboards, which was absolutely walking. In fact, it wasn't your keyboard, it was my keyboard. It was Faith's keyboard next door.
Oh.
And
oh.
It was filthy, so I cleaned it. Then he picks up the keyboard off his old Mac.
You told this story once. You told it last night.
Well, I'm telling you again.
So you're embarrassing me again.
And it was filthy. But, yeah, we're in family company, so I can. But you wouldn't go into somebody in a work situation or a transactional situation and pass comment. But they would pass comment with you.
I pass comment about the state of people's desktops at work.
To their faces?
Yes.
You publicly shame them?
No, only between them and me. Yeah, but only if I'm friends with them.
That's what I mean. I'm not particularly friends with a checkout person I've never met before.
No.
So keep your opinion to yourself. If I wanted your opinion, I would hire you as a consultant.
Usually one of my women.
Yes. Or they only do it so they can say, oh, Mikey, it's all broken. Can you come and fix it, please? Bat eyelashes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. I know what women are like. That used to happen. If there was a good-looking IT guy, and back in the day, usually was an IT guy, all of a sudden there'd be a queue of broken printers or keyboards that needed looking at. And it was funny that, you know, this was like legal execs and secretaries. It was only the women that had problems with it and the men that batted for the other team. But, you know, other than that, no, all the keyboards were fine. Funny that. It's all Mike's women. Oh, there you go. There's a point, Kim. Don't you sanitise your keyboard every day like this OCD person. Do you clean your keyboard every day?
Not every day, no.
No, no. Like once a year?
More than once a year.
Twice? No. I probably clean mine maybe every 2 days. I'm going to have to get some of that stuff. The isopropyl alcohol. Now, didn't we discuss which percentage was the best? The one I've got says isopropyl alcohol, BP 70% V/V. I have no idea what V/V means. So should I get the same one or should I get a different percentage? What percentage should I get? Let's have a look at Amazon.
Simon comments when he sees desks that have books that are clearly just for show, like my sequel for power users, as opposed to my sequel for dummies, you mean, Simon? Yeah, we had a team meeting last week, and my boss decided that he would put himself on camera, not with the blurred background, and he was sat in front of a bookcase, obviously trying to show his intellect.
That has been a thing, hasn't it, in Zoom with the politicians?
Yeah.
Checking people's bookcases at the back.
Yeah.
That actually got put on a programme. Do you remember Points of View with Barry Took? It's like Points of View, but it's only for the news channel. And they'd interviewed this woman, I have no idea about what, and behind her there was a bookshelf. Then they'd interviewed somebody else in the same segment and they had a bookshelf. And somebody had written in, absolutely incensed. On this bookshelf of the first woman were about 8 books that you could really see. And the thing with them was they were all the same book. They were all her book. And this woman was complaining about that's tantamount to advertising and you can't advertise on the BBC. The other one was a range of books, but again, they were all her book. So I'm not surprised people got uppity about that. Oh, Kim cleans hers every day. I'm not at that point yet. Not every day. Not every day. Well, it does get dirty. And do you know, I don't know where that comes from. I know where Mike's came from. It was chocolate. But no, mine's not like that. But it does need cleaning. I'd say at least, even if it
was Tracy sending us.
Even if it wasn't COVID times, probably three times a week it would need doing. I guess it sees a lot of work, doesn't it? Right, isopropyl alcohol.
There you go.
Pill.
That's Spanish. Antiseptico parapielsana.
Oh, good grief. There's a lot to... They're calling it rubbing alcohol in here. Or isopropanol. 99.9% purity. I mean, there's so many options. It's like, which one do I want to order? There's even one here in a 5-litre bottle. BV is by volume. Right, well, this is VV. As in Victor stroke Victor. VV.
Hi, Sarah.
I guess it could mean 70% volume, couldn't it? Hello, Sarah. She was advertising her books for sure. It was so obvious. It was so blatant. Now, was she promoting them from a perspective of buy my book, or was she putting them there as like, I'm an authority figure and totally oblivious to the buy my book thing? And that would be a difficult to call one, wouldn't it? So 70% is what I want, which is what I've actually got. So what options have I got on here? Some of them just don't say. And I'm also in two minds of like, you know, do you get like one big bottle or multiple small bottles? I haven't got the room to be piddling around and storing that many. But I think it's probably worth... I've been saving this, using it sparingly, because I couldn't get it at the chemist. But now I can get it from Amazon. That opens up possibilities. I might as well clean with this all the time and not bother with the other stuff that I clean with. But to be honest, it doesn't smell any better or any worse. Do you remember that Mr. Muscle you nearly knocked yourself out with?
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many options here. And do you know, there's 500 mil, which is half a litre, for £9.50, or 5 litres for £20. That's not much of a choice, is it, Mike?
No.
That's obscene. That would be £94.50 versus £18.95 minus 10%. Yes, so not much choice there, I wouldn't have thought. That one's looking like a good deal at the moment. Simon buys a 5-litre bottle. We've already got in the house, Simon. You like this. How many bottles, 5-litre bottles and sanitizer have we got?
I don't know.
I think there was either 5 or 6 in an order. Oh, no, I know what happened. This was comical. I ordered one bottle of hand sanitizer, didn't I? One of the 5-litre ones.
Yeah, that's right.
See if it was okay. Yeah. And I thought, because, you know, you don't want it to get here and it'd be like the one at the dentist. I put my hand under it and squished the bottle down. And just as I did, she said, careful, it's a bit thin. A bit thin. It was like water. So I wanted something that was more like what we were buying from Tesco's. So I ordered one bottle and said, like, I'll try it first, the 5-litre thing. Anyway, it pitched up and there were two boxes. And I thought, what have they done? Send 5 litres in two and a half litre bottles? No, they'd sent 2 5-litre bottles and charged me for one. But they were in two separate parcels. So I had to get onto them. Of course, COVID, it was right at the beginning of COVID. Well, don't send it back, just keep it. So I ended up with 2. But after that, I think I bought 4 more. And we've used one now. So I think we've got 5 5-litre bottles of hand sanitizer in the house. So I think I feel I need to add to it, like Simon. I need to add one of these, it's a trade chem bottle. What other options have I got? And is 70% the right one? That sounds like the stuff, Anthony. I don't know whether they're getting it cheap or whether the government have handed it out. The health centre had some really horrible hand sanitizer. Took ages to disappear. It takes longer to disappear the less alcohol that's in it. So if you kind of put it on your hands and it virtually dries out straight away, then it's got more alcohol in it. There was a piece on, I think it was Sky News, and it was warning people to read the bottle on the hand sanitizer, because if it didn't reach a certain percentage, it wouldn't actually be effective against COVID. It wouldn't kill it. So I think the one I've got... is it next door?
Yeah.
Have a look. What percentage alcohol is it? Because this isopropyl's for a different job. Now, alcohol in Spain is sold as a degree, not a percentage. Well, I've got different options here.
70.
So, but that dries really quick, doesn't it? I have got a Tesco bottle somewhere to do a comparison with. But though I think it dries pretty quickly. But the one at the dentist, I needed a towel in the end. It would not dry because it was just like water. It stank, but it was like water. So I'll take my own next time. They say 70% takes longer to dry. It's not bad here. And Kim's got 5 litres in the garage. Kim, I never doubted you. I never doubted you. No, I've got no degrees on this one. It just says 70%. So I'll probably go for a similar thing of 70%. But we'll have to keep these bottles from the chemist because they're the only ones that'll fit on the shelf. I can't put a 5 litre bottle on the shelf. So I'll do that. I've got 5 litres in 5 1-litre bottles, but that costs more. And there's a half litre bottle for £6, which is from the same company. So I'm guessing it's the same kind of stuff. So huge thank you to Simon, who gave me the idea to look on Amazon in the first place. Because that was one place I hadn't thought of looking. I was assuming, I think, with it being chemicals, you wouldn't be able to get it on Amazon. Didn't even think about it. Now, that one says 1 litre, but that doesn't look like a 1 litre bottle. No, I think it's going to have to be the 5 litre bottle. I think it's time to buy Mike on account of the fact I'm going to have to clean this desk when I switch them over.
Okay.
Oh, you can get 4 times 5 litres here. How much would that be? Why does 4 bottles of something at £19, quick maths everybody, £76, why when you buy it as 4 bottles does it cost £108? No, not a clue on that. Let's have a look at the 2 times 5. 2 times 5, which would be 38, is 50. Not quite sure about this. Oh, and they also sell it in 20 litre and 25 litres. And that is an arm and a leg. So I think I'll just stick with the 5 litres in a bottle that looks reasonable. And then I can report back whether it is good, bad or indifferent. But seeing as though I need to clean the desk thoroughly and I need to get this computer on the desk really quickly before I murder the one that's already on the desk, I'll order that. I will order it. We don't particularly tend to do that, or traditionally I haven't, Tracy. Not for cleaning wounds. I mean, I guess it would work, but I picked it up ages ago for working on motherboards, which were absolutely filthy. And you know, you can only do so much with a can of air. Plus the fact when the air comes out, it can be quite cold and it's not good near the components. So I picked it up then, and I always just used to buy a reasonable bottle from the chemist. So about 600ml, 500ml, something like that. But they just won't stock it because people are drinking it. Because when we went in, I said to Mike, no, you rang them, didn't you? That's right. And Mike said, can you just tell me why you're not stocking it anymore? And she said, people buy it and drink it. I mean, is it actually cheaper than alcohol from an off licence or something?
I have no idea.
I guess you couldn't get 5 litres of alcohol for £19, could you? Not that 70% proof.
Mm.
Oh, just stick something in it that tastes absolutely vile. Not that, to be honest, it probably probably doesn't taste that great to start with. But why not? Or I mean, it smells bad enough. I can't imagine anybody drinking it. I really can't. Oh, dear. Right. Dropping the price and forgetting to change the price of the bundles. Well, in that case, I'm getting a good deal on the one. So I will stick to that. Anthony's got some isopropyl alcohol at work. Use it for cleaning cassette heads. Oh, yeah. If you get on your hands, it dries it out. On your skin, it dries it out. I used to do that. I'd forgotten about cleaning cassette heads.
Oh, yeah, I used to
do that. Oh, good grief. You used to buy a little kit from Tandy. And all it had in it, basically, was the fluid that you were like, you didn't know what it was.
I think I used a cotton wool ball.
Ear cleaning things. They look like ear cleaners, cotton buds. But the price of the pack was probably like $5.99, and it had like two drops of isopropyl alcohol in it. But yeah, I used to do that. And when you looked at the heads, they were quite brown, weren't they? Oh, wow. You've just reminded me of happy days there. It didn't particularly, I ever thought, affect the quality of music. But on a computer, it was a nightmare. If the heads weren't clean, it wouldn't load a program. So I must have bought about 20 of those cleaning kits in my day, you know. Oh, happy, happy memories. So when this computer's misbehaving, I can sit there and think, well, at least I don't have to clean the innards with an ear cleaner.
Right, I shall go and make dinner.
Okay, you head off.
I've got to make the bed nice and warm as well.
Oh, yes, for the dog. To make up for last night, when the stuff didn't get moved till late. Poor dog. Poor doggy. Right. You're lucky you're so OCD you had a litre in the cupboard to start with. Do you know, Kim, I wish mine had been in a litre bottle. What I'd done was, the pound shops we have here, it's like Dollar Bin you have in the States? They had some bottles, and I was getting it in smaller bottles. And Mike was like, why have we got so much hand cleaner? Wasn't saying that in April, was he? He was like, have you got any more hand cleaner? Oh, can't say fairer than that in terms of having it in, can you? Because we went, that night we went out, the last time we went out, 6th of March, we went to Tesco on the way home, and we were washing our hands and washing the trolley. And we said, you know, have you got any hand sanitizer? And the gist of it was, no chance. No chance whatsoever. A cassette digitizer for copying cassettes onto computer. Oh, that's a great idea. High-speed cassette duplicator. Brilliant. Do you still use the cassettes now? Or has it moved to CD? I do not remember this, Simon, but Simon remembers the Afghan war with the Russian tank drivers getting bladdered on antifreeze, which is terribly poisonous. Ethyl glycol or something. Yeah, wasn't there a spate about 2 years ago of I'll say the word people, but they didn't strike me as human, to be honest. Putting down, doesn't it smell quite sweet, antifreeze? They were putting down antifreeze and dogs were drinking it and dying. They were putting it in like puddles around walks where dogs would go. Now, it was happening particularly around Manchester. I don't know about the rest of the country. But people were saying, do not let your dog off a lead because they're attracted by the smell, apparently. And then they drink it. You don't know. And then at first you know is they're having a fit about an hour later at home and you've no idea where the stuff was. And people are just sick. I mean, honestly. I cannot understand anybody who would hurt an animal. Having said that, our neighbour was not fond of dogs. He was a right idiot. I'll give you an idea of the idiot that he was. When they were moving, I think he came round to say, like, you know, being nice living next year. And Mum, when you hear what he did, Mum was just looking at him, looking right through him. But he said, we've sold the house. You don't have to worry. They're a lovely couple. And Mum went, fine. As though, like, well, they couldn't be much worse than you, without saying it. He said, they're a lovely couple. And then he leant in and whispered to her, and they're white. Does it matter what colour they are, for God's sake? I thought that was absolutely awful. But what had happened was, many moons ago, he didn't like the dog barking. Dogs bark, you know, not excessively, but he didn't like the dog barking at all. So the first thing he did was report us to the council because the dog was barking. So the council wrote and said, yeah, have you got a dog? Guy next door is not happy. And I said, well, you know, you send out your meters and whatever. The dog does not bark incessantly. He just barks like a dog barks. Gets excited, the dogs bark. I said, and we've lived next to them for like 8 years, and their kids have been in the garden screaming, and let's not even go there with the parties that they've had when their parents are away. So the council backed off. Next thing we find in the garden is a piece of steak. Mayor obviously went up to it and had a sniff at it, walked away. He would not eat anything that we hadn't given him, thankfully. So I said, get that steak in a bag. I said, I think it's poisoned. And Mike's like, really? You know, I said, well, how the hell else did a steak get in the back garden? I said, do you think somebody, you think a flying cow dropped it? How did it get in the back garden? Remember, we're on the corner. So the back garden really is the back garden. You can't get to the back garden. You would have to be on the other side of two gates to get to the back garden. I said, there's only one place it could have come from. Yeah, it was poisoned. So when he came round and he started with, like, we're moving out, mum's mentally planning the party. And then he says that, which is downright rude. On any level, it's downright rude. I cannot understand that. That's like saying, you know, it's only two women that are moving in because you might not like men in the house. Oh, honest to God. She was incensed and I was twice as incensed. That's just awful. Awful. Smart dog, make evil Willie anything. He was really weird with that. And obviously, with Lola, we're not sure. You know, like this, if something passes over her head, she moves straight off. And the first family said they were having problems getting her suit on. And it was because the suit had to go over her head. So I said to Mike, we'll buy a different suit that's designed differently. I said, I don't like this one. So we got a different one that she steps into and she's happy with that. But anything over her head, she's a bit weird with, and we don't know why. Now, Maya, we had from being a pup. So, we you know, there's 4 years with Lola. We've not no idea what happened. But he just, considering he was such a boisterous boy and not afraid of anything, he really did have this thing with food. Actually, it came in very handy later. But I read somewhere that you should, on occasion, hand feed your dog. Not necessarily just a treat, but actually hand feed them some of their food. And it's a pack leader thing, so they know that you're the pack leader and you are providing the food. But, and we did do that with Mayer a little bit, but not excessively. But he just, people would offer him something and he'd look at it and like look at you. And then, and if it was like a biscuit, somebody in the park, you know, another dog owner, where they're giving their own dog a biscuit, and they would say, you know, can I give Mayor a biscuit? And Mike always used to say, when we were out, we would say to them, you can try if you like, but he's a bit fussy. Not like there's anything wrong with your biscuit, but... And no, he wouldn't. Another one was a woman who had a bacon sandwich. And she said, oh, will he have some bread? And I said, he doesn't really eat bread. And she looked at me as though, don't be ridiculous. You know, he's an animal and he eats what's put in front of him. So she took some of this bread and she put it out in her hand to him. And he just looked at her as though, if you think I'm eating that, you can think again. But I thought he might have the bacon off you with the sandwich. But no, he wouldn't. He just wouldn't eat anything from anywhere else. So that was an occasion when I was darn grateful for that. But what kind of sicko... There are no words for people like that. Probably that's a criminal offence, isn't it? But there again, I didn't have his name on the steak and I can hardly have it psychoanalysed. I had it analysed for, is this steak all right? That cost a fortune, but it was worth it because then we knew. So it was a case of what we did. We blocked off the back garden so we could check it first before Maya went in, just in case of something else. Because, you know, next time it could be something, you know, like if he wouldn't eat best steak... If he didn't die, which he didn't, so therefore he didn't eat the steak, then you've no idea what they'd be throwing over next. A hand grenade or something. Or a bomb, I don't know. So we just made it that he didn't go in the back garden until we'd checked it. He used to look at us as though we were barking mad. But you've got to keep him safe. Oh, now, Kim and Kiva were at the park one day. Kiva jumped the fence, got to the front seat trying to get treats. Lady, I didn't know. Embarrassing moments with your dog. Maya didn't touch food from other people, but he just loved people. He absolutely adored meeting people. So we went up to a really posh area around here, North Cheshire. When you get into Cheshire, darling, it's the Cheshire set. I think there's a TV programme, isn't it? The Housewives of Cheshire. And it's all like snob value. So we went up to... You're not a bad owner, don't be ridiculous. You've just bred a very... Well, not bred, but created a very loving dog who loves and trusts people. Oh, that's what I like to think with Mayor anyway. So we went to this really posh area and it was like a Saturday market. So I said, I'll stay with May, you know, I'll walk him round. And Dad said, no, you go with your mum. I'll walk him round. And we never let him off the lead. That way madness would have laser samoyed. They'd just run. You'll pick him up in Edinburgh if you're lucky. So we had him on the lead. And I'm watching Dad and I thought, well, how much trouble can he get into? You know, he's on the lead and he's with Dad. So off they went. The next I see, a lady who had had a samoyed before but didn't have one at that point went over, and obviously I was too far away to hear the conversation, but she was really excited, like, oh look, a samoyed. And she dashed over and she said to my dad, is it all right if I sort of stroke him? So Dad's like, oh yes, he's really friendly. Well, with her face lit up like a bulb and her so excited loving samoyeds, and Maya being an over exuberant little menace at the best of times, they got closer and closer to each other, and she was probably about 5'2". He reared up on his back legs and put his paws on her shoulder, and the two of them ended up on the floor. So when I got back, Dad said, you know, like, how much trouble could we get in? And I said, yes, that's why I'm here, Dad. I've just seen you from across the way. But the woman was like, oh, it's not a problem. I love samoyeds. I thought, thank the Lord. You know, if he had to flatten somebody, it wasn't done in a vicious way. He was just excited. And I don't think she was like, oh, she was excited. And down they went. So he sent her flying. But she was filthy. But she was fine. So, yes, embarrassing moments with your dog, Kim. Our only saving grace was with Maya, we had no lipstick incidents, which was comical because people would say, oh, isn't she lovely? And we'd say, it's a boy. And they'd take one look with, like, it can't be a boy. He's very pretty. No, he's handsome. And I think if we put a picture of Lola and Maya, just the face next to each other, I think you can tell. The girl's a little bit more dainty. I just think you can tell. But you can't tell with, well, you couldn't tell with Maya with his batteries. Because he had that much fur, no one could, including the vet, no one could tell what gender he was. And anyway, you don't know how he identified. You've no idea how he identified. Biologically, he was a boy. But the first vet did not know that. Can you see why I had so many vets, Kim? It was like, okay, scratch that one. Of all the things with the vets, like a criteria that I had for the perfect vet, a bit like the perfect dentist. You know, rule number one, listen to what I'm saying. I must admit, I did not have on my list of the perfect vet that they could could tell a girl from a boy. Particularly given the files were blue and pink and he had a blue one in his hand. And he said, hello, you're lovely, aren't you? A lovely girl. And just, mum was with me, which was really unusual. He was about 8-9 weeks old at that point. And mum was with me and I looked at her and she looked at me and she said, you'll be looking for another vet then. Oh, go running if they can't think of the sex of the dog. Do you know, I heard a funny tale from a farmer, Kim. You know, like the James Herriot series. What was that? Shouldn't Happen to a Vet, I think it was called, wasn't it? There was a young vet who had, I think she was either in her last year at veterinary school or she was doing her first year out of veterinary school. Either way, I think it depended when you did like your practical year. But she must have been at veterinary science for 5 years at this stage, at a minimum. And she rocks up with the vet and she's talking to one of these Yorkshire farmers. And Yorkshire farmers are like renowned for saying it as it is. And she's got a clipboard with her. And he's looking as though, what do you want a clipboard for? You know, I don't want a vet with a clipboard. I want somebody with a rubber glove on their hand that they're prepared to shove up. Yeah, exactly. And she's there with the clipboard. And she turns around to him and she says, what sex is your bull? And that was it. He looked at the other vet and he said, you can get rid of that one. Oh, in all honesty, I always wondered what was on the checklist. That's the one, all creatures great and small. It was one of those moments. What sex is your bull? I think you need a new vet. Oh, poor Barney. He had to have his batteries removed because he got too excited trying to hum your arm if you were sat on the sofa. Oh my God. My mum warned me because the thing was, I didn't care if the dog was a boy or a girl. My gran and my granddad had a dog. They did adopt it, but basically a family moved in and they had this dog, and this dog decided it'd rather be with my gran and granddad than where it actually lived. So it was back in the days when you basically shared a dog, and then the couple split up and they were moving away, and they said, the dog's happier with you than us. Would you like to keep the dog? The dog was named by the children, and the children had called the dog Rebel, which sounded like a boy. But actually, it was a girl, and they'd rescued it from a puppy farm. So it had, heaven knows how many puppies. So that one was a girl. And I didn't see much difference between that one and probably the two other dogs I'd had experience with, which was a little, I think it was a Yorkshire Heeler, stroked with a Dachshund. So whatever a Dachshund and Yorkshire Heeler together would be. So a very small dog, like a sausage dog, but quite long. That was a boy. And the other one that I'd taken for walks was a beautiful golden lab called Hunter. And he was gorgeous. So I didn't think there was that much of a difference. But Mum had had a nasty experience with this female corgi. So she said, you know, okay to a dog, but it's going to have to be a boy. I am not having another girl dog in the house. So I thought, fair enough, it'll be a boy then. And then she said, the only thing with boys is they can get overexcited. But I felt a little bit like, you have to leave it a certain amount of time before you can have the batteries out anyway, by which time you've got the personality of the dog. And surely, this was my logic, innocent as I was, surely you can train it not to do that. Can you see how innocent I really was? So we got a boy, obviously. And yes, I would say he tried it on. But with a very firm no, he did stop it. So by the time he was of an age where it was like, we can have this done, I said, if it's going to... The idea was that it would change the personality. It wouldn't make them quite so hyper. And I said, but is the personality he is? And I'm fine with him. Is everybody else fine with him? Everybody else is fine with him. Well, let's just leave him alone and see how it goes. And he had his batteries till the day he died. And he was a very happy boy with his batteries. I couldn't have taken them off him unless there was an issue. So, no, we never had that done. Yes, not a good day for the vet, was it, Kim? I can only imagine what the farmer thought. Yorkshire and parts of Lancashire, they really do say it as it is. And I can imagine them just like giving her the eye of like, yeah, you can get rid of that one. I really can. I can only imagine what the vet must have thought, the other vet. Because I think if you are large animal practice, I think you have to have a different skill set than if you're dealing with like Tiddles the cat. Just a totally different mindset and way to speak to your customers. But yeah, I hope she didn't last long. Alex took the hen to the vet. He was lovely. Asked her to open her mouth wide and look down her throat. I do admire vets though, because can you imagine being a small animal practice, which is, you know, you think of basically cats, dogs. But there was a program on many years ago, Vets in Practice it was called, and oh, it was a really good series. And you realise that, you know, they didn't know what was coming through the door next. One that came in was a snake, and the vet, I think it had eaten something, and the vet's looking at it like, well, what am I going to do with that? I think they'd only like done maybe a 2-hour lecture on snakes and what to do with them. And another one was a spider. I mean, it must be very difficult to do any veterinary things on a spider. So I do admire vets. They literally don't know what's coming through the door. I think both of those were saved. Stressful business as well, isn't it? Kim has read that girls are more independent than boy dogs. I spoke to a gentleman on the motorway. We were coming back from somewhere and he was sat. He had like a tailgate car where you could lift it up, and he was sat on the back of it with two dogs. And at the time, we didn't have a dog. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go and see those dogs. So I went over and I said, oh, what beautiful dogs. Can I pet the dogs? If there was a dog, I wanted to pet the dog. He said, yeah, sure, of course. So talking away to him, and he had had two boys in succession, not together. And then he'd got a girl, and then somebody had died and he had taken on their dog, and that was a girl as well. And he said the boy dogs are just full of fun, and the girl dogs are very independent and laid back, and he said more judgmental. They'll sit back and they'll look right through you and judge you. And I thought, yeah, like most women. So when we got Maya, I mean, he was just crazy. He never stopped. He was a bundle of fun. And actually, it's quite true, because Lola's very laid back. Whereas Ollie, when Ollie comes to stay, he's crazy. And he has as his batteries out. And trust me, apart from the fact that he mounted Lola from the side, he still has the urge. So I'm not at all sure about the battery removal being that effective myself. Lola had had enough of it and she jumped on top of Mike. So she's like him, and you've seen the size of Lola. Mike's on a dining chair, Lola's on top of him, and Ollie's at the bottom and he can't reach Lola. So he jumps onto Mike's leg and has a go with that. And I've got a picture of it. It just looks like a cartoon. Honest to God, it does. Oh dear, I'm being called down for dinner. Oh, secrets of the zoo. I'm going to have a look at that. Right, but for the moment, I'm going to say...
Good job, I'm not lighting up.
Yes, I know. You're right, I'm coming down.
You don't know what I mean.
Why?
When Forrest lost, you wouldn't cook.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Are United not doing well?
Avoid defeat, they say.
Right.
Go 1-0 down in 2 minutes.
You know they only play the last couple of minutes. Anyway, I've got to head off. So good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.